Hello, everyone. My name is Bilkis Ahmed. You are welcome to Nigeria Daily. On Friday, the 16th of September, a family in Kano State slept and woke up in anguish and sorrow following the death of their daughter. A Chinese man named Geng Kongron reportedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend to death, a 23-year-old Umu Kultum, popularly known as Umita, at Jumblo Quarters of Kano State. Nigeria Daily today looks at how and why a Chinese man killed his former girlfriend in Kano State. The police in Kano confirmed the incident. Spokesman of Kano Police Command, SP Abdullahi Haruna Kiawa, explained that the suspect committed the crime by scaling the fence of the deceased residence to gain access, where he stabbed her severally until she gave up. Here is the statement of the police.
On the 16th September 2022, at around 10 p.m., a report was received from Jumblo Quarters, Kano, that one Geng Kongron, a male, 47 years old, of Nasarawa GRA Quarters, Kano, a Chinese national, went to the residence of his girlfriend, one Umu Kulsum Sani, 22 years old, had misunderstanding with her. As a result, he attacked her with a sharp knife and inflicted deep cut on her neck and other parts of her body. On receipt of the report, the Commissioner of Police, Kano State Command, CP Abubakar Lawal FDC, mobilized a team of policemen led by SP Ibrahim Hammer, Divisional Police Officer Durai Baba Division, to the scene. Victim was rushed to Murtala Muhammad Specialist Hospital here in Kano State, where a medical doctor confirmed her dead. The suspect was immediately arrested. The Commissioner of Police further directed that case had been transferred to the Command's Criminal Investigations Department Homicide Section for discreet investigation. SP Abdullah Haruna Kiawa, Police Public Relations Officer for Commissioner of Police, Kano State Police Command.
That was a statement about the crime case from the police in Kano State. Taking a human life is a crime, according to the law. What really happened, and what is the law and human rights organization doing on this case? Is justice going to prevail? A lawyer and a human rights activist speak to us on this.
So my name is Kamara A. Arunayagi, the Executive Director of Human Rights Network, Nigeria Branch. So thank you very much for this very important question. So we are all aware that the action of human rights globally is to fight the right for somebody and to put eyes on justice for all. So it happened the day before yesterday in Kano State, Gwaloloko Gumi, Jumblo Quarters. There's one lady called as Umita, that has what I normally call her. So the incident happened between her and somebody who is a Chinese man, white man. He caught her own house, knocking around 9:30 in the night. They refused to open the door. He spent almost an hour knocking the door. They refused to open. He come to see her. So the girl told her mother, saying that to go and open the door and tell him that she don't have interest to see him. Her mother go to the gate and open the door. Immediately when she opened the door, she pushed the door in.
He pushed her in.
Then she go inside the house, straight to her own room, straight to the room where she saw the girl. So she was a time he entered the room, locked the room again. He started beating her. At the end, she took the knife and started beating her with it. So in the result, she started shouting, she needs a help. So somebody from outside, he can hear her. Left her mother, started shouting all over. She needed a help, somebody come try to kill her daughter. So one person had it, so she was trying to come in, but then the door of the room is unlocked. She tried to enter through the window and confront the person.
Yeah. So that's the help that came to help, that entered through the window.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. She entered because the door of the room, it had been locked, but the person tried to kill the girl. So by then, the boy tried to stop him. But immediately when he stopped him, the people come in and the boy opened the, So people tried to take him away. I started shouting. But then the boy tried to see out the condition of the girl. But then the girl died because she seriously put the blow out from her body. She even didn't, wasn't the time to be. He didn't take them to the hospital. Before then, she was dying.
She died so before taking to the hospital.
Exactly. In the result of this, the people around the area tried to kill the person. So, but God so kind, the people tried to stop him, people who are attempting to kill the person. So they tried to hand over the person at police station, Lurai Baba, here in Kano State. So in the result of this, we as a human rights network was called by one of the neighbors to come and witness what is going on. But then before they take the dead body to the cemetery, we immediately arrived at the place, the scene of a crime. So we saw everything. We snapped the picture and interviewed some of the witnesses. And some of the people who are witnessed the incident, we interviewed the mummy of the Umita, I mean the dead body, and interviewed a younger brother of her father and the person that entered first to rescue her. So we gather all the information because we have gone. So then we go to police station and see the person detained. So in the result of this, we will say we will take an action on this.
And all the eyewitnesses said the same thing that happened.
Yeah. Yes, they told us because her mother is the first.
What did the mother say?
The mother, she was saying that before she tried to say she wants to marry the girl. The girl, by the time they are moving as a girlfriend and boyfriend, then she was deciding that she tell her to marry him. He insists. She's starting coming to her house regularly. The girl, she says she doesn't have interest for marriage. Please stop coming. She repeats to. That is why on that day, she come to spend almost 1 hour knocking the door. She refused to open the door.
So from the story that the mother gave, she narrated that, yes, they were boyfriend and girlfriend. They were going out together before she got married.
That is how it is, to be sincere. She told us that he's a boyfriend and girlfriend. She met her, was the first meeting her at a shop right, Zurok. She saw her with her friend. She was trying to talk to her. She refused to. She collected the number from her friend. At the end, she tracing until the time they come to close as a girlfriend and boyfriend. So only God knows the reason.
So then, after collecting the number, she agreed with the relationship. They were going out together as boyfriend and girlfriend.
Exactly. If you look at the social media, even some of our friends, maybe she posted where they are together. They are jeans, they are whatever inside. So all this, it indicates that before, a girlfriend and boyfriend, maybe there are some issues between her and him. Only God knows. That's him. So that is the leading him to come and start shouting in front of
Did you hear from the guy? Did he say anything? The guy, her former boyfriend that killed her, did he say anything about why he killed her?
You know, that is a weekend time. Let's on Monday, we'll go to take command and see how the boy is. We interview him. We hear from him the reason why he went there and killed the girl. Next, if you go to state command, we'll liaise with the PPR, Police Public Relations Officer in Kano, to hear from him what's the problem. Or he lead us to go and interview the defender.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that is what you are waiting for now, to interview him, and then you know what the action to take.
Yes, we are waiting for the two things. First, to interview the defender, to hear from him, to see what the police will do to prosecute him to the court.
So
After that, we are continue following the case from the lower court to the higher court.
Okay.
Because we are aware that when the police finish all the investigation, he will gather everything called as a case diary. He will take it to the Minister of Justice. So we continue following the Minister of Justice, State Council, to advise. Then we will go to the higher court. So we as a human rights network, we are continue following the case up to the end of it by the grace of God.
You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to this and other episodes of the show on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. If you are in Jos, Plateau State, you can listen on Unity FM 93.3 Jos and on 90.1 Badegi Radio in Mina, Niger State. You can also listen on Sawaba Radio 104.9 FM, Hadeja, Jigawa State. We will be going on a short break. Please do stay to the end.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we are talking about how and why a Chinese man killed his former girlfriend in Kano State. What is the sociological point of view of the whole act? Why did he kill her? My colleague Lillian Ogazi put these questions to a sociologist.
My name is Mariam Ibrahim Hali from the Unit of Sociology, Kano State College of Arts, Science and Remedial Studies, KSEPSKAN. The issue is that there are several things into play in this particular case. The first is the case of deception. The guy was deceived. How? Most of these white people, we don't have the same culture with them. And their culture, or should I say their way of life, to them, once you say you love them, then they are very serious about it. And it's not the same thing with our people, that someone can tell you he loves you and he doesn't really mean it. So she has been in a love relationship with this Chinese guy. And I don't think anybody will tell me that that is not true, because we have seen several videos of them, several pictures of he and the guy having an affair. It's clear that they're having an affair. Mm-hmm. And he feels deceived because she did not marry him. She married someone else. And that is what infuriated him. And after, I think she got divorced. Even her divorce was because of this Chinese national who kept bugging her about the promise she made to him. That is what really led to his depression. And with depression come aggression. And with aggression, then that will certainly lead to crime. So the guy was depressed because of this deception. And that is where the girl has her own fault to me. And then secondly, I see the other dimension from negligence from the parent. Number one, the parent should know better that when you look at it religiously, they are not supposed to be together because she's a Muslim. The guy is a non-Muslim. A Muslim man can marry a non-Muslim woman, but a Muslim woman cannot marry a non-Muslim guy. So if the parent are aware of this, why did they allow the relationship? And it shows that the fact that the guy could come into their house and go directly into her room and stab her to death shows that there is already a kind of awareness. Mm-hmm. There's an established relationship. It means the girl have been having access to the lady's house, which is out of place in our culture here in Kano, or should I say in the north generally. You are not supposed to go into your in-law's house, and it means that the parents are aware of the relationship, and the guy knows in and out of their house, and that is why he was able to go into the house and commit that act. Then the government, the fact that the government hardly punish the foreigners when they commit crime is what also gave that Chinese national the audacity to go into a house of a citizen and attack to the extent of killing her. When you look at the issue right away, you see that several things are into play and several people are to be blamed for her death.
Alright, so yeah. You're saying it's not just a one-way street. Both the Chinese man himself, the girl's family and the government all played a role in this.
Exactly.
That was Mariam Ibrahim Hali from Unit of Sociology, College of Arts and Remedial Studies, Kano State. On that, we come to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a very big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com. Or by searching for Nigeria Daily on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. And if you are in Jos, Plateau State, you can listen on Unity FM 93.3 Jos. You can also listen on 90.1 Badegi Radio and on Sawaba Radio 104.9 FM, Hadeja, Jigawa State. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles, on Twitter and Instagram at daily_trust, and on Facebook at Daily Trust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 091-389-33390. My name is Bilkisu Ahmed. Bye for now.